Hey, it's Matt. Welcome to Money Lab. Got an email from someone that I wanted to address. This person's name is Eric. So thank you, Eric, for the email. And he writes, if you need a little food for thought to train your speaking skills while thinking out loud about the business you're in, I'll try to provide a few topics. Currently, you are a leader in your YouTube viewers. Currently, you lead your YouTube viewers into a squeeze page where you promise to share a cheat sheet in exchange for the email of the visitor. And if I understood well, you have two cheat sheets, one for the hot tub public and one for the pool. I also understand that you want to expand your courses you're offering. Does it make sense? Does that mean making several courses? Several smaller ones and maybe one master course, which would cover everything. So let's get started. Let's start with that. So yes, I do have three cheat sheets. There's two pool ones and one hot tub one. So when I say expand the course offerings, yes, I do mean making more courses. And that means, yes, several smaller ones and then keeping the big ones. So I have the big ones. The big ones are my master pool care course and my master hot tub care course. And I would like to make smaller courses, smaller micro courses or workshops, if you want to call them that, but quick courses that solve very specific problems for a very specific type of person. For example, I have a master course on taking care of a pool. It applies to all pools. But if you have a saltwater pool, there are different considerations and different maintenance steps that it's not worth including in the big course because most people don't have a saltwater pool. So creating a smaller saltwater addendum workshop to the course is like, it's allowing, you know, one, the people who have saltwater pools, it's like, oh yes, this course that we're talking about works for everything. But if you want very specific content specifically about your type of pool, then you can add this addendum course. It's smaller, it's cheaper, it's just a quick addendum. If you're trying to solve a specific problem, say it's pool algae or cloudy water or staining or I don't know, something, then perhaps there are little miniature workshops that go really deep on that one subject. Because, and the same thing, like we have a pool closing course, like a pool, we call it the pool winterization course. Not everybody winterizes their pool. So it doesn't make sense to include that in the main course. We briefly touch on it, but we don't go into like extreme detail and like how to do each step, you know, one piece by one piece. It's more of a general concept. So having the, we have that specific course just for that. So, and again, we could do an opening course because not everybody opens their pool. Some people keep their pool open year round. They would only need the master course. And that's great. So yes, it means making several smaller courses. The hot tub side of the business though is tough because there's specific hot tub stuff. Like, you know, we could do one for cedar hot tubs because that's a completely different style of hot tub than a portable hot tub or maybe an in-ground hot tub, which is also different. But then again, like the in-ground hot tub is really just pool. So, you know, it's really not a separate thing you take care of. So yeah, the hot tub one's a little bit harder to create micro courses for, but we have physical products. So yeah. All right. So currently we're going back to the email again. Currently the traffic from YouTube lands on a squeeze page. Do you think it will remain the most effective way to do it? It probably is, but shouldn't you, at some point, update the squeeze page and go beyond the promise of a cheat sheet? Interesting question. I've thought about this quite a bit. But you have two more sections here, because I think you kind of answered your own question and what I would agree with. So you have two bullet points. One bullet point, offering more than one cheat sheet might be confusing to the visitor. Bingo. That's it. So I've solved this kind of. So with that first bullet point, I have, when you see the visual of the cheat sheet, it's a stack of papers. And because technically what I'm delivering to you is more than just a cheat sheet. So when once you get the cheat sheet, you're like, oh, there's more here. Great. And so it's like a delightful surprise. But saying they're going to, but like the pitch, the offer being so, you get this and you get that and you get this and you get that. It's like, we're almost, I'm just asking for an email address. Now, if I was selling something, yeah, I'd want to stack the offer. But for just your quick email address, I think it's simpler is better. And more specific is even better than that. So for example, we did, when I said that I have three cheat sheets, yes, we have a pool cheat sheet and a hot tub cheat sheet. So this is the first level of niche. If you're reading an article about pool care and you see that there's a pool cheat sheet, you're like, I own a pool. Why would I be reading this if I didn't? So I'm going to download that. Now, if I had a cheat sheet that was like pool and hot tub cheat sheet, it's not as specific, right? So you could be reading an article about hot tub care and then you have to see, you see pool cheat sheet, pool and hot tub cheat sheet. You're like, it's not as specific. So what we've done is for pools, we've actually created a separate cheat sheet. So we have the pool, the master pool cheat sheet as a lead magnet. And now we also have a saltwater pool cheat sheet. It is not the same cheat sheet. It's very similar, but there are slight changes in it that specifically pertain to people who own saltwater pools, which is a subset of pools, okay? And people who own saltwater pools know that they own saltwater pools. And they're very like, well, what about saltwater? They always ask me, what about saltwater pools? So on pages on our website, where we talk about saltwater content, we specifically show them that lead magnet, and that converts really well. We can get even more specific if we were to create a special lead magnet for every single type of post there was. In fact, every category of post or subcategory of that post. I think it could increase our conversion rate for just pure traffic. And then obviously that translates to YouTube videos and whatever. But yes, not confusing people with like a pool care kit full of a bunch of different cheat sheets versus saltwater pool cheat sheets. It works better. You also said, on the other hand, a visitor might be interested in other things that only the cheat sheet and the offering as a free lead magnet, more than a cheat sheet, might be something to explore, especially if you have different offers to present down the line. Yeah, so I think what you're saying is there something other than a cheat sheet? And yeah, so I've thought about this quite a bit. So one of the things I'm trying to do right now, and it's a technical issue that I'm trying slowly overcoming, which is our homepage. Our homepage and our about page and any page that's not niche specific, we don't collect leads on that page because we don't know if you're a pool or a hot tub owner. So we don't know how to categorize you. Now that might seem like, well, just put like, so the offer has to be different on those pages. And the offer that we're going to try, at least in the beginning, is just, hey, sign up for our newsletter or our pool and hot tub care newsletter. And then once they sign up, we'll ask them, which one do you own? And then we'll put you on that newsletter. So that's one offer. Another offer we could try is a quiz. So it's like, hey, take the quiz to see which, you see, you know, we can design you the best pool care, blah, blah, blah. And so we basically do a type form. We ask them a bunch of questions. And then with if and end, if else statements, we basically pitch them a product at the end of it, right? We can absolutely do that. And it's a different offer. I don't know where that would go. It might just be worth testing that offer to like a Facebook audience as opposed to like trying to wedge that in somewhere on our website. But yeah, that's another thing we're thinking about doing. It could be, you know, a free webinar, like a pool school webinar. So there's a lot of different things we can mess around with, but for the website itself and our YouTube offering, it's easier to just be to have the same thing over and over again. And so far, we haven't seen a dip. It's only gone up. But yeah, you think over time, people are like, well, I don't want a fucking cheat sheet. I don't want a PDF anymore. It's like, all right, well, at that point, we'll change. But maybe it's still a cheat sheet. It's just a different format. You know, it's like, oh, it's a video cheat sheet or it's a, you know, AI cheat sheet. I don't know. So yeah, that's, I think that's all you kind of have here, right? It's like, I have more questions and ideas to ponder, probably more interesting than the one from the name, running a course in how to sell. Thanks for reading. Yeah. So yeah, those are thinking about lead magnets and offers. I'm starting to lean. I used to think, you know, my brain wants everything to be organized and simple. That is just how I work. In an ideal world, I would love it if I could just offer one product for the rest of my life and that product never gets old and I could just sell the living shit out of it, right? But truthfully, you can start that way, but as you get bigger and grow, you're going to need more things. I'll give you an example of what I'm thinking about. Scrub Daddy. You remember, like, Scrub Daddy was a sponge that this guy went on Shark Tank to pitch. Now, Scrub Daddy is a yellow sponge, like classic yellow sponge, but it works differently. It's got a smiley face. He sold the shit out of that. But now, like, okay, how many times can you sell the same goddamn sponge over and over again with nothing new? I would like to think that you could do it forever. You could make an entire living selling one sponge, one color, one pattern, one box, and just sell the goddamn shit out of it. But that's not what he does. There's Scrub Mommy. There's they have Scrub Daddies for holidays. They have like ghost Scrub Daddies or whatever. That's my beer chiller. Just kicked on refrigerator in the brewery. Anyway, so even a product is simple. It's the same product. It's just different patterns. It gives them something new to talk about. Something new to market. If you already own a sponge and you don't need another one, but maybe you need this one because it does spoons better. The Spoon Daddy. I don't know. I used to think, you know, and I heard this from Alex Harmozzi. I heard this from this guy that it's like one product, one avatar, one sales channel. Yeah, I agree. And then what? I can certainly sell my main course a lot more because there's always a new pool owner who doesn't know what they're doing. Same pool, different homeowner. They go in like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So guess what? They're a new customer. But what about all those people on my list that I've paid for or have worked my ass off to get? And they bought my course maybe, or they didn't. Let's say, well, we know that 99% of those people haven't bought anything from me. They're just on my email list. Okay. Well, I worked really hard to get those 99% of people, right? All that free content over the years and like all this money for Facebook ads and all this other shit. And yeah, I'm getting 1% of them to buy to be a customer. And that's great. But again, I have this captured audience and they're not customers. So my thought is, all right, lead magnet wasn't the problem. Maybe it's the offer. Maybe they don't want the pool course. Okay, that's fair. You don't need it. I'm giving you free content. You think you don't need to pay, you know, $50 for my course? I agree. That's fine. Some people want the course. Some people just want to support. Other people, nope, thanks for the free shit, man. Okay, well, hey, how about this offer? I'll sell you this bottle of whatever that'll do X to your pool. Oh, that's interesting. Let's do that one. All right. Well, now my customers, same email list, okay, 99% of them were customers on just the course. Or sorry, not 99% of them, 1% of them. Okay? But then I offer a different product. Now, let's just say, for simple math, 2% of that 100% of email subscribers are a customer now, because 1% bought my course, the other 1% bought the other thing I offered, and maybe some of those people overlapped. Okay, list doesn't change. List doesn't grow, stays 100%, okay? Well, how many times can I pitch the same thing? And they're like, all right, yeah, we heard this before. I don't want it. Okay, fine. So I go, all right, well, we have this new course. It's a small workshop. It's super cheap. You know, what about this? And a lot of people are like, oh, fuck yeah, that's what I've been waiting for. I need that right now. And they buy. Now it's 3%. So the different product offerings allows me to take that captured audience that I have, right? And instead of trying to shove one product down their throat that clearly 99% of them are not interested in, I'm starting to appeal more and more by being more and more specific to different sectors of my audience that, again, are captured via email. And it costs me no additional amount of money to get these people. I already have them. I already captured them. So, and then maybe that one person's like, I want to buy this. I want to buy your entire product line. And then maybe you have a product where they have to buy it over and over again. And they just keep buying over and over and over again. I mean, that's it. It's that captured audience. And you just keep selling them shit. Because again, like, it costs a lot of money and a lot of effort to get a lead. And if I'm only converting, you know, 1% or probably less than 1% of those people into customers offering them just one product, perhaps if I offer them something totally different that's maybe more specific to that sector of people, I'll just make more money, because it's like, oh yeah, you didn't like the Master Pool course. You didn't need that. You need this. And the same is true for lead magnets. So yes, 100% of the people who visit my website, only roughly 3% of those people choose to get that main cheat sheet. They choose to enter their email address and get that cheat sheet. It gets more specific, that conversion rate jumps up depending on the page you're on. So for example, if you are on an article where I am talking about pool maintenance, like general pool maintenance, 10% of those people, of those visitors, are opting into that. It is my highest converting page, because the value of the page aligns with the offer, okay? So that makes sense. So we decided, all right, we have a very similar article that's called saltwater pools. Saltwater pool maintenance, right? So we created a cheat sheet or a lead magnet specifically for that. So now that article and that offer match. They're a tighter match. 10%. I think that one even might be more. Oh, okay. So if we want to convert more of our traffic to subscribers, then we just need to be more specific in what we offer. And the offer just need all that is saying, the nutshell of that, is that the offer is king, clearly. So, okay. That's really interesting then. Because it means that I bet that if my offer was more specific and solved a more specific problem, that I would get more people to sign up. And yeah, honestly, that's it. That's the name of the game. So yes, more offers, more products, more lead magnets. Am I going to crowd my site with that? Probably not. But it does make sense. For example, let's say I have an article about, I don't know, I'm trying to think of some. I have a hot tub troubleshooting. We just published a hot tub troubleshooting video. Like hot tub error codes, how to troubleshoot your hot tub, whatever. So on that page, that article, that video, right? The offer to the lead magnet is a hot tub care cheat sheet. That's not that it's close and it works, but it doesn't really align with the exact problem that people have when they land on that exact page. Now, let's say I made a cheat sheet called the hot tub troubleshooting cheat sheet, or the hot tub troubleshooting, let's go with a cheat sheet. All the error codes on one page, exactly what to do and how to fix it, would make total sense. Basically, a single PDF of that article that you just read, but in a more visual manner. And you had a good title and you had a good, your sales copy was decent. I bet that, let's say if that article gets a 3% conversion rate, if that's the standard, I bet you I can get it to 10. And so the more times that I do that, and the more offers that I have, and the more specific they are to the content that you're consuming, then as I continue to do that, my overall conversion rate is going to keep going up. And obviously I can kill a lot of birds. So like that one, that one's about hot tub troubleshooting. So I have a lot of posts about hot tub troubleshooting, not just one. I have a lot of posts that are kind of fit that same theme. So that's a different cheat sheet. And that can go on multiple pages. And now all of a sudden it's like, well, okay, now I have not just one page that converts at 10%, but I have 8 or 9 pages that convert at 10%. That's a huge increase overall. So yes. And then it's like, oh, well then those people are like hot tub troubleshooting. Great. They get put onto a sales page for our hot tub master course. Yeah. Maybe they're more likely to buy, because the only reason they're more likely to buy is because their needs were met all the way through. And then again, maybe they don't buy the, they get the lead magnet, sure, but maybe they don't buy the course. They don't need it. They're like, no. I appreciate the offer, but I'm more concerned with fixing my goddamn hot tub so that I can actually start taking care of my water. So my problem right now is getting this hot tub up and running. Okay? So that's the problem that they are trying to solve in that moment. It is why they entered their email address. Okay? My offer, my paid offer, didn't appeal to them. That's okay. I got another one coming. Perhaps it's a, hey, here's the deal. And this is a completely fictitious idea, but here's the deal. Are you still having trouble with your hot tub? Are you having trouble finding somebody that can help you fix it? Well, fear not, because we've partnered with, this hot tub care company that will come out to your house and fix it. And if you buy it through us, you buy the consultation through us, it's free, whatever it is. I don't know. Maybe we have a miniature course on taking apart your hot tub and fixing the parts yourself. I don't want to make that course, but we could. So my point is that the products become more specific. And then once their hot tub's up and running and they're like, oh, great. It's like, oh, I don't know how to take care of this. Guess who has a course on that? Or guess who has a product that will help clear it up for you, that will help fix it for you? Guess who has the right affiliate links to the chemicals that you need? guess who has, you know, a whole, it's like, there's so many things I could offer these people that are all education based or chemical based for us or, you know, whatever. There's so many things. So yeah, I'm, that's, yeah, it's interesting. So thank you, Eric, for that, email. Gave me some food for thought for sure. But yeah, it's not something I'm doing aggressively. I'm taking it one step at a time, thinking about different lead magnets. And it's worth, honestly, before I put any lead magnet on my website, where it's that's earned traffic, you know, I'm going to run a Facebook ad, honestly, and see if it fucking converts. It's like, if it converts, then yeah, man, it'll probably convert on my, you know, other pages. But those pages, that's all free, you know? So, I don't know. Yeah, really, really thinking a lot about these micro offers, more specific offers. And, you know, could it be as simple as the same product, just with different copy? So, for example, let's say in the hot tub course, I also talk about swim spas. Like, so it's literally the same thing. But we don't use that word in the copy. We use the word hot tub. And that's not what these people own. They own swim spas. It's a different looking product. It's basically it's the size of a car, and it's a giant hot tub that you can physically swim against the current in, okay? So, again, same exact product. You get the same value from it. But I am not specifically talking about a swim spa in the sales copy of that page. So, yeah, in that case, it would be worth not you're not creating a new product. You're creating a new sales page and a new lead magnet to get people to see that sales page. So, for example, I don't even have to run that. We don't have specific articles right now on our website dedicated to swim spas. Again, we mentioned the word swim spas in those articles, but we don't have targeted ads to that. So what we could do is we could create an ad. Do you have a swim spa? You need to help taking care of it? We have a cheat sheet, a swim spa cheat sheet, help take care of it. Download it today. It's free. They download it. The OTO shows up. It's like, hey, we have this course. It's about swim spas, but not really. You know, we just say it's about swim spas because it technically is, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah, I want that. Because it just speaks to me as a swim spa owner. So yeah, I'm thinking a lot about that specific process. By the way, if you have any more questions for me that I can just riff on like this, super helpful to kind of even solidify my own thoughts, perhaps open up some doors and thought pathways for you and your products and your business, email me, matt@moneylab.co. I'm here, I'm listening, I'm speaking, and I want to hear from you more, especially if you get this far into the episode. All right, that's it. Bye-bye.